Ethiopian Alam Teklu is 29 years old. When she was 19, a family friend helped her get a job as a maid in Bahrain. She was promised a salary of $300 a month, but says she received less than half of that. She also owed money to the trafficker who got her the job in Bahrain.
When I go from here, I borrow 10,000 birr, Ethiopian money, and I work there for 15 months. When I work 15 months, I paid my 10,000 birr. And then I have to take for dress, shoes, like this. I don't have anything. And for 6 months, she didn't pay me. And I was sick, and I have nothing when I arrived in Ethiopia.
Alam says she worked under difficult conditions for 3 years. When she told her employer she wanted to return home, the employer did not want to let her go. So Alam ran away and sought help from a friend who worked in a restaurant. She was eventually able to return to Ethiopia, but she says some of her family members were disappointed that she did not come back with any money.
Some of them, they are angry, but my mother only, she is okay. My brothers, all, they told me to go back again.
Unfortunately, Alam's story is not uncommon. The United Nations says between 2 and 4 million people are trafficked each year. The U.S. State Department estimates the number is lower at between 600 and 800,000. That figure includes women, girls, men, and boys who are trafficked for forced labor, sexual exploitation, and child exploitation. Among its activities, the Geneva-based International Organization for Migration directly assists women and girls who have been trafficked. Many of them have been forced to work as prostitutes, others as laborers. Gemini Pandya is the spokeswoman for the IOM. She says trafficking of women is a global problem.
In Europe, for example, Turkey is a major hotspot for human trafficking, particularly of women for sexual exploitation from Eastern Europe and countries like Moldova and Ukraine. In Africa, South Africa is a major hub, is a destination country for women who are trafficked from countries in the region and for women who are trafficked from other parts of the world.
Pandya says the problem is also prevalent in Latin America, where women and girls are trafficked to other countries in the region for sexual exploitation and forced labor, as well as exported to Europe and Asia. Women from Asia, meanwhile, are often trafficked into the Middle East, Europe, and certain parts of Africa. She says many of the women being trafficked are single mothers who are looking for a legitimate way to support their children and are especially vulnerable to traffickers.
Women who are single parents who feel the stigma of being poor, of being single parents, or even being divorced, who are unable to provide for their children, are under enormous pressure from society at large and face enormous amounts of stigma. So they're willing to take huge risks in order to find any means of putting some bread on their table for their children. And if that means going abroad to work, fine.
She says many of these women think they have good jobs waiting for them as domestic workers or in restaurants, only to arrive in a foreign country and be locked up by traffickers and pimps and be forced to work as prostitutes. Pandya says women who are lucky enough to return home often do not seek help because of the stigma attached to having worked in the sex trade. They often refuse medical help or counseling because they do not want to be identified as victims of trafficking or having worked as prostitutes.
Because they fear the stigma, it means that they are then unable to be screened for any sexually transmitted diseases, which means that they, of course, are not able to get the medical help that they might need.
The United States is active in the fight against human trafficking and has recently initiated a program to designate a certain number of visas for trafficking victims in the United States to remain here and bring over members of their immediate family.
It's both a way of giving the victims time and space to kind of recover and not be in a situation there where they become ostracized from family and from communities.
Today, Alam Teklu is married and has a baby boy. With the help of government grants, she went to school to study art. She now earns a good living as a sculptress and is the owner of a small art school. Her story has a happy ending, but so many others do not. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Washington.